Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 333. This is the show we talk about Android applications. Today we're going to read some of your listener emails and play some of your listener voicemails, if you have any voicemails. But first, let me introduce the co-hosts, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. Did you know that the showers don't always match the drapes?
The showers.
Yeah. A guy told me that once, and I think I know what he's talking about.
I'd like to have him explain it to you, what he meant.
Not on this show. But yes, Dora, thank you for that. I assume that means you're doing pretty good yourself, or?
I'm doing pretty fairly good, mentally preparing for my 7+ hour plane trip to Oregon.
Okay. For what?
For Linux Fest Northwest. We already have 9 of us going, and we already have to rent. We're going to rent like a
private jet. Wow.
No, like a, you know what I mean? A smaller bus so we can all just go up in one shot. So
that's cool.
I believe we're already the biggest group of people to go to the fest, and you know, just so happens.
Typical Podnuts fashion.
You got
taking over the place. Yeah. Cool. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, this is the magic episode. 333. That's a great number.
Is that like a magical number, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it is 333. I didn't pick up on that.
I don't know. I when I said it, I'm like, there must be some significance, but I didn't know what.
Yeah, we're 1/3 of the way to 999, which isn't yet 1,000.
Well, we're halfway to something else. We won't bring it up, but.
Probably a good idea. Well, good to have you boys on. My name's Steve Cherubino. Let's get into the emails here.
Steve, could I ask you a question?
Oh, crap. Yes.
Don't you have something coming up too? And I couldn't find it on the internet. What day is that? The thing you're going to?
There's the Florida Podcast. No, I'm sorry. The Florida Podfest. FloridaPodFest.com. There is a shortened version, but yeah, it's FloridaPodcast.com. It happens in 42 days, 10 hours, 29 minutes, and 10 seconds. Oh, so whenever that date is.
You're on the homepage. Wow, you're all over this thing.
Yeah, man. I'm the podfather of Tampa. You don't know?
I need to get down there, but I was trying to figure out what day it was so I could give
starts on the 23rd. That's when the pre-event is of April, and then it's the 24th, 25th, and 26th of April. It's going to be a whole freaking weekend. It's going to be awesomeness, awesome sauce, as the girl at Bob Evans said today.
She said that?
Yeah.
That's she's a like, new Bob Evans.
She's like, did you enjoy your meal? I'm like, yeah. She's like, awesome sauce. Do you want to get something from the bakery?
How is the new Bob Evans? Is it good? Is it all the other ones?
They're super nice, but I don't like the new styling of it. They make it like a barn, and it literally has the ceiling is as high as a barn. So it's just like so loud, and you hear everybody else's conversations. And I like the old drop ceiling and wood paneling, man. That's the taste of the farm.
Yeah. Do you have Cracker Barrel down there?
Yeah, but I don't like Cracker Barrel because everything is just wooden and hard. Yeah, there.
Is the decor similar to that then? Is that what or not?
No, this still has soft seats and everything. It just has a really high ceiling. Hmm. Yeah, it's just they made it like a barn. I mean, if they threw some hay down and chickens, that would kind of be cool. Like, we're really in a barn, but without that, it just ruins everything.
Come back here. Cherubino wants some eggs.
They're getting to know me, though, as the guy with the laptop.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't bring your laptop today? Yeah.
Did you break out the Korg for him?
The Korg?
Yeah. Did you have like equipment and pads?
Yeah, I brought that out. I'm sure they walk by and go, what the hell is that thing? But anyway, yeah, that's perfect. I have that in my laptop bag all the time. Thanks to Kevin McLaughlin. Guys, I know we're supposed to talk about some emails today, but I have one more quick announcement. If you missed the Monday show, I am actually in some need of help. I was helping somebody set up their, how can I say this? I was helping somebody improve their Amazon listing. They're selling a product on Amazon, and I accidentally, I think, wiped out a bunch of their reviews from their inventory because I deleted an old inventory item that had 22 reviews connected to it, and they worked really hard to get those reviews. If anybody does want to help me handle this situation, I don't ask for help often. This also goes through the podnuts.com/Amazon, so Podnuts is getting a commission on this. If you do want to think of it that way, but go to podnuts.com/helpsteve. And I'm just trying to get the reviews back of this person. So, they're back up and running again, because the only thing that was left was, one review, and it wasn't even that good. So if you go to podnuts.com/helpsteve, buy this product. It's a clay. It's supposed to be really good for the skin. Give it to your wife and girlfriend or kids or whatever. If you're a guy and you don't want to use it yourself, but it's supposed to be really good stuff. And, just buy that and leave a positive review if you can. And, it really helped me out. Like I said, I don't ask for help much. The show doesn't ask for help much, but I really want to make good on this thing that I feel like I screwed up for this person. So, please do that. All right. Let me read the first email here. It's from Theodore N-T-O-G-I-A-K-O-S. N-T-O-G. Go-toga. Dor, how would I pronounce this?
My Lord, you're asking me. Theodore Notagaius.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you got it. Yeah, thanks, man.
I did. We just witnessed a miracle on air live.
He says, hey, guys, very long email alert. Sorry. All right, let me see how long this really is. Oh, yeah, he's right. I'll start off and see how it goes. He says, it's been about a year since I discovered the podcast, and I really love it. I've been meaning to send you an email for ages, but as I listen on the way to and from work, I keep forgetting. Maybe it's an age thing. Anyway, recently I discovered a couple apps, and I thought I'd share them with you. I even checked the spreadsheet and didn't find them there. Well, thanks for checking the spreadsheet, Theodore. Let me just stop right there and say that. A lot of guys say they're too lazy to check the spreadsheet, and then they write like a 10-page email. So they definitely have the time to do it. All right, anyway, this first app is called Dormy. Dormy is simply the coolest baby monitor there is. If anyone needs a baby monitor and they have a spare Android device, then Dormy is the app. That's his first one. I'm going to do like the shortened version. His second app is Player FM offline podcast app. My podcast app needs are fairly minimal, but I like nice and clean and easy to use apps. This app has a lot of features and, in my opinion, is the cleanest, easiest to use podcast app I've used, and I've used quite a few. Again, that was called Player FM Offline Podcast App. His next one here is called Endomondo. It was brought by, these are a couple from the Android App Addicts Attic. So he says, this was brought back in episode number 2. I've had this app installed for many, many years, but I only really started using it a couple of years ago, and at the same time, became a gold member for a bargain $20 a year for extra stats on the website. Even in the last 2 years, this app has improved immensely. What is it? Is it a stat tracking app for your website?
I thought it was a running app.
Oh.
I think that link might be bad, though, that he gave. I got another one here.
Okay. Yeah,
the link he put in the email didn't go through for me.
The link is bad?
Yeah, here you go. Here's a good link for it.
Thanks, okay, sir. Cool.
Yeah, it's an exercise app.
Exercise app? Huh. Episode 2. That must have been brought by Steve D. I think I remember that.
Exactly what I was going to say. Has to be Steve D.
Next one is MyFitnessPal. I've heard of this one. I know a lot of people who use it. He says, I remember when this one was brought by Sean. I'm bringing this down from the attic because, A, it is the de facto standard for calorie/macro tracking, macro being proteins, carbs, and fats in the fitness community, since it has the most complete database of foods. I live in the UK and I haven't found any type of supermarket food that is not available. All I do is scan the barcode and magic happens. Huh. And because B, both Endomondo and MyFitnessPal were recently bought by Under Armour for $85 and $475 million respectively.
Wait. I think it would have been $85 million.
I mean, that would suck for
Endomondo. I'd probably give him $90 for it if I could own my Endomondo, but
$475 million. Every time I see numbers like that, I go, what? I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says, and they also bought MapMyFitness for $150 million back in November. Gee, man. Finally, a little tip. Open an incognito Chrome tab. Uh-oh, where's this going?
Uh-oh.
And open Play Store there to see the price of the apps that you've already bought.
Oh, that's genius. Yes. when we look up the apps on the show and we can't figure out how much they cost.
Very cool idea.
Yeah. I'll say part of it is I forget to do that, and the other part of it is I forget to do that. But that's a very great tip for everyone, because not everyone can remember how much they paid for a given app.
Right. Oh, very cool, man.
Good email, Theo.
Yeah, Theo. He says, thanks for the podcast and the community, guys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Theodore. Maybe he hates being called Theo.
His email address is theo@something.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And he signed the end of the email, Theo.
Good. Oh. Okay.
He's got to like it.
Thank you for reading. Better than me, Steve.
Well, when you talked back to him and said, hello, Theo.
That was days ago. That means nothing to me.
Just use an incognito mode. You can remember what you called somebody.
As Dord has called people worse. Trust me.
Yeah, true.
Oh, man.
That email's probably coming up soon, I bet.
Probably. I'm sorry, Dor. I even said it in the box. I'm sorry, this is the funniest thing I heard all day.
It's okay. It's just questionable whether or not we can say it on the show.
We're not going to say it. Well, his original name was Jimzat. Jimzat.
Use your imagination.
And Dor messed it up pretty bad. All right. Here's a voicemail. Here we go.
Hey guys, how to answer? Just listening to the latest show. Had an idea for a new T-shirt idea. Maybe Steve, you could head up. Still have the logo Android App Addict, but down at the bottom, underneath the Android characters, you can have in quotation marks, "I'm gonna have to edit that out," or "I'll edit that." I don't know, just a thought, you know. Latest episode, we're talking about Legos and the Danish, and, well, if you heard it, you'd know. So, love you, Steve. Take care.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah, the Danish people from the Netherlands. Remember them?
Exactly. Okay. And I'll say, I do like the idea of doing, quote-unquote, like, special run shirts like that.
Yeah.
I've thought about it, too. Yeah. It's tough on a Teespring because you have to have one style and you got to kind of bank all your money on that. But if we do it separately, we could put them in like a Zazzle, but they're just expensive. They're like probably going to be like $20 each.
I was going to say like 24. Yeah.
I was thinking about a shirt maybe that had pod nuts on it with the AAA emblem, you know, without Android App Addicts. It's just weird. At City Hall, everybody has these coffee mugs that says Addicts on it of some sort. It's just odd, but I mean, it's just weird for me to see other people with our paraphernalia, and just the word Addicts is kind of weird in certain circumstances.
Yeah. It would be cool. I mean, I've had so many ideas through the years of what we could do. Like Sean would be like, "Keep it dirty," and like Dor would be like, I'm not trying to sound dumb. That's his latest one.
That would be great. I would like to have a shirt that says, "I'm not trying to sound dumb."
I'm not gonna lie.
We've been there, done that. I'm not trying to sound dumb. That's the newest, latest.
I like it.
That's the latest.
If you say so, because I didn't pick up on it.
How could you take anything seriously by somebody with like a hat that says, "I'm not trying to sound dumb"?
We might have to do that one. I think we found a winner. Yeah,
thanks, Eric.
I love it. I can't wait to wear it. That'll be my official camping hat. I'll just walk up to campers and start talking to them with this hat on, and they'll. Like, you know what you need there? You need a why. That's the only way to get that sewage moving.
All right. Ready for the next one? Les Zaldor says, "Hey guys, been listening to the show for a few months. Look forward to each episode, but had one comment I'd like to make. Would it be possible to give the name of the app you guys review after the review too? There have been many times I have to rewind the podcast to get the name of an app that sounds like one I want to check out. Smiley face. Keep up the great work, and maybe I'll join you for an episode live one time. I try to keep in touch with the new apps, but even ones I thought you guys would think are news, I hear door-to-door knows/reviews the apps before I even have a chance to submit them to you. Smiley face from Les. So, yeah, so basically, Door, you beat him to the punch every time.
Well, and I will say he does have a podcast over at hislastname.com. Say it again, Steve.
Zaldor?
Yeah, Zaidor.com.
It looks like it's Z-A-L.
Sorry, it's small text. That's what I'm going
to... Zaldor's World Podcast.
Yeah. It's about music, talk, karaoke from Detroit and beyond.
That's a niche.
Shoot for the niche, baby.
And regarding us saying the name of the app after we're done, no. We don't need to do that anymore. No, seriously, if you just go to podnuts.com/AAA club, you get the full list of every app we discuss before the shows even air. So that's how we're handling that problem, because we always forget. Trust us, we've tried. We will forget until the day we die.
And I'll say this, because I don't know if we said this before. The split second you subscribe, you're putting your email, you hit enter, you should get an email in that email account inbox asking you to confirm that email address. You have to then go to your inbox. It might be in your spam folder, depending on who you have, Hotmail, Yahoo, and other places. Sometimes it's there. Then you have to open up that email and you have to click confirm, or else you will get no emails from us.
Yeah. Got to do it. We have double confirm set up to keep out the crap and spammy stuff.
Yeah.
And I sympathize with Les, because I'm the same way. Door brings them. I think they're new, and yeah. And Door's already got it. He's already like beat the game. He's already hacked something with the app or whatever.
Well, you're fighting with or competing with the best in the world.
Right.
There's nobody better than Door.
I agree.
That's what my ringtone says, at least.
You are the best in the world.
You're the best around. Nothing's going to ever keep you down.
Exactly. And we were in the car the other day. My phone never rings. Me and my wife were in the car coming home, and my phone rang, and she said, "What in the hell is that?" I said, That's the best damn ringtone you've ever heard. That's what that is. And I said, come on, think of it. Once in a while, don't you need like a pick-me-up? Don't you need something to just remind you about, you know, you? How you can't get better than all of a sudden randomly you're just sitting there and you hear the song saying to you that you're the best.
It's true. It probably is a big confidence booster.
Yeah.
Is your phone on now?
Well, yeah. Well, I have it muted.
It's muted?
I can unmute it right now.
Yeah, unmute it. Somebody might be calling you. Oh, gosh. I just tried calling you. It didn't work. It didn't go through. I just tried calling. I wanted to hear your ringtone.
Well, yeah, I mean, I got it right here. My Zedge, of course, because that's what I use for all my ringtones. I just go to my downloads, click ringtones, hit play. The bad part is I don't want to answer the phone. I'm like, yeah, yeah.
You know the other bad part? If Google records that waveform, we're going to get this show take. Oh, actually, this is... They're not doing video.
Well, and that's why I did it really short. If it's less than like 6 seconds or something, you're okay.
That's that's going to be quite a degraded sound for it to pick up, man. Right there.
Exactly. Yeah, it's true. It's true. All right, good stuff. Let's do a couple more here. Pete says, "I've never looked, but this looks good," and he gave an app. That's also typical Door style of reviews. Mm-hmm. I haven't downloaded this. Looks cool. And it's, gosh, what did he put here making me do all this work? What's the name of this app?
Roulette.
Craps Free.
Roulette Royale-Casino.
Oh.
And he put another one, too, for craps. I'll put that in the chat. Basically, he says, both of these are free with no in-app purchases. Thank you for the... Wait a minute. You wrote this, Door. I'm sorry. Pete wrote, "Are there any good casino apps out there that don't have a ton of in-app purchases? I have a system for roulette and want to test it out, and I don't care about competing with other people. I just want to play craps and roulette and have an unlimited supply of chips. Thanks for the help. Loving my Moto X 2013, battery 62%. And it looks like those apps were the ones you you wrote to her.
Well, yeah, okay. If you try to get a all-encompassing casino app, it's really hard because they're going to want to either throw ads all over you, or they're going to want you to pay something for something. So standalone apps are better. And I'll say there's no such thing as a system for roulette. There's no such thing as a system for roulette. Craps, it's possible to minimize your losses. I'll say that. But crap.
Now, do you know for a fact there's no roulette system? Because what if there is?
There can't be, because you throw a ball that can go into one of 60 different spots, and it's completely random where that ball is going to go. The ball is going to go where the ball is going to go, where the ball, each and every time. With craps, there's only two die, six sides each. So there's only, 36 different possibilities, much less possibilities than there is in roulette. So
yeah, but it's still random.
But it's craps. Much less. But in craps, you have different types of bets. I'm trying to remember the names of them. There's the pass line where instead of just white or like red, black, like in roulette, there's different types of things like that you can do. Six and big eight that can help. Either way, thank you for practicing with fake money, not real money, Pete. Because,
Well, he's probably thanking you for giving him apps that allow him to do that.
Yeah, but just stick with the play money, Pete. Please. This is not, you don't want to lose money.
Losing money is definitely not fun.
And I'm a firm believer, any kind of gambling like this is really nothing more than just voluntary tax paying, because a percentage of this money goes back to the government.
Voluntary tax paying. Yeah. What was the craps app you gave?
The craps app gave is actually called Craps Free by G App Technology. This was actually mentioned in like a 2+ year old Hacker Public Radio broadcast where he was saying his system, quote unquote, for craps. Gotcha. And I will say I followed his system. It took a while with playing it, but every time I played his system, I would end up always winning more than losing.
Hmm. Here's the thing with those systems, like for poker and whatever. I think a lot of them are workable, but they take too long, and then you get bored and you screw it up. You have to be very patient. Anyway, voicemail here. I think again from Todd. Here we go.
Okay, I took way too long. So, Renotify by Liam Lang. Basically, it puts a permanent notification in your notifications. You tap it. It brings up the app. You can write your little note down real quick. And then save it, and you can save it in several different ways. Basically, you can save it to where it's called permanent, where you have to tap it, and it goes into the app, and you delete it to get it off of your notification. The other way is like a swipe where you put it's in your notification, and you can swipe it away. And maybe there's a couple of other ones, but it's really cool app. If you want to take note down real quick and have it in your notification, like sitting there so that you can be reminded every time you look at your phone or at your notifications, which is how I like to be reminded. And you don't have to mess around with what time to remind me and all that. It's just right there. So check that one out. Sorry I took so long. Dora, I still want to know if you ever got your Chromecast to cast your screen off your phone onto the TV working yet with your new phone. I'd like to know if that works and how well it works. Talk to you guys later.
All right, a couple questions. That was Michael, right?
Yes, I believe so, yes.
Okay, it wasn't Todd. That was Michael. What was the name of the app that he talked about here?
Renotify, Notification Maker.
Okay, cool. Thank you. And you want to answer his question there, Dor?
Yeah, I was almost always able to get video or my picture to screencast to my TV via Chromecast, but never, one time audio worked, never again. I honestly believe it's because the physical distance between my router and my Chromecast. I think that was the main culprit with me not being able to do that. And this was with my OnePlus One.
I have seen family members' Chromecast be really sensitive to how far away they are from the router as well. I've never had any problems with it, but I've seen that before.
Interesting. Cool. All right. Well, thank you, guys. Thanks for sending us voicemails. Cool stuff. That's going to be all we do for today. We got a couple more. We're going to save them for next week. If you guys want to hit us up on voicemail, call 7076-PODNUT on a phone. If you want to hit us up on voicemail, it's aaa@podnuts.com. Again, please help me out. Fix this Amazon debacle I got myself into. Just go to podnuts.com/helpsteve. Buy that product. Leave it a good review if you like it. And try to get her account back to where it was. Do you have anything to say to the folks before we end off, Dor?
So I just want to thank everyone for their support. Thank everyone for downloading. Thank everyone for voicemails and emails. I love all the Google Plus mentions. I love every way people communicate with us. Unlike a lot of other networks out there, we welcome all communications and we do our best to communicate with everyone back. For that, I really do thank everyone for reaching out, talking to us. Good app picks, words of wisdom, or words of kindness. Thank you all.
Very cool. Eric?
Man, I don't know if I can follow that up. It's perfect. Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks, too. I don't have nothing else.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, I hope everybody enjoyed the show. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. Talk to you on Friday.